Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 27th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of Joseph Medicine Crow Highbird, born 1913 into the Absaluga people near Lodge Grass on the Crow Reservation in southern Montana, the oldest living man of the Crow tribe. Also the first member of his tribe to go to college. He was in the middle of graduate studies in anthropology when World War II began, and he joined the Army as an infantry scout. Returned to Montana, started writing academic works, collections of Crow stories, and his memoirs. His step-grandfather had been a scout for George Armstrong Custer and an eyewitness to Custer's last stand on the Little Bighorn. And Joseph Medicine Crow wrote about it in his book Keep the Last Bullet for Yourself, The True Story of Custer's Last Stand. It's the birthday of Zadie Smith, born Sadie Smith in London, 1975, Jamaican mother, English father, wanted to be a tap dancer, then be a jazz singer. She managed to get into Cambridge, where she worked hard writing fiction. Wrote short stories, and one short story got too long to be a short story, and she kept writing, and eventually it became her first novel, White Teeth, came out in 2001. It's the birthday of the poet Sylvia Plath, born Boston, 1932, went to Smith while she was there. She struggled with bipolar, attempted suicide but survived, won a Fulbright scholarship to England, where she met the poet Ted Hughes, and they got married. Published her first book of poems, Colossus, in 1960, had a couple of kids. During a harsh winter of severe depression, she wrote most of the poems that became her book, Ariel. And it's the birthday of Dylan Thomas, born 1914 in Swansea, Wales, poet who traveled through America reading his work and who helped to popularize poetry readings. People flocked to see him. They loved his Welsh accent. He was extremely theatrical, and he was often drunk, so you had no idea what might happen at one of his readings. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, entitled Five Wishes. I'd like to have a wild bird perch on my hand, a sparrow or a chickadee, sudden with her sharp feet and fragile daring. I'd like to see again the etchings Rembrandt made of stories from the Bible, though they're as plain as Bethlehem's hay, a radiance fills them. And I would like to visit the Laguna Indians and their old church made of whitewashed clay with logs for rafters, and in it their Madonna, to whom they've given a white lace apron. And I would like to learn to accept my death, to accept our dying, that strange dawn so deeply scandalous that God himself wept at the death of his friend. I'd like to find the shrine of Chimayo, where the lame leave crutches. I'd like to go there with my daughter Katie. It would be enough just to be there without any miracle. Five Wishes, a poem by Ann Porter from her collection Living Things, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles with Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.